You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
The very handsome Jewish man, Peter Rosenberg.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
Peter Rosenberg!
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Hi, everyone.
Hi.
How's everyone doing today?
Oh, good, great. Yourself?
I'd like to start off tonight's ENN in a big way, if I can. By saying, first of all, big thank you to our wonderful sponsor, Security Dodge. Why don't you go see Michelle Scalesian?
Come get some!
Yeah!
Don't forget, also, you can vote during this EEN, TMKS ESPN, on the Twitter vehicle. Go over there and vote and drop madness. Let's start off by saying, speaking of which, maybe there's new drops today. Let's start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Honey, you have a problem. You have to go away.
Yeah, that was him sending his wife to jail. Good evening to Don.
I do like a good pipe.
Strong.
All right, had a clean day.
Good evening to Don.
First of all, that's not where I consume porn.
Good evening to myself and Don.
Moorhead versus Westchester. Longwood would be unbelievable.
Right. Craving that matchup.
And good evening to myself. Sucking ketchup out of a packet's gross. Sometimes you just say things that are true. You know what I mean? I'm just a truth teller.
You are. Always have been.
A soothsayer. A truth soother. You know what I'm saying?
No, we don't.
All right, let's hear from Julius Randle. He was on the Roommates pod. You know about that, right, Don?
No.
Yeah, you do.
Nope.
It's the Come Josh on. Hart, Jalen Brunson vehicle.
Come on, you're a for God's sake, you're a basketball man. You have to know
a
these
man
things.
Of basketball.
A man of basketball.
I wasn't aware of that pod.
You don't know that Jalen and Josh have a pod?
Bing bong.
I'm waiting for my invitation. Can't wait to be a guest on it. I don't know if it's ever going to happen, but I'm putting it out there. Let's hear from Julius. This is cool. This is why Julius Randle chose the Knicks.
Because everything that I envision coming to New York is happening now. You know, I wanted to become an all-star, but I wanted to win here. You know, I felt like, and this ain't a shot at nobody, but it was always, New York was looked at like as a place that nobody wanted to come to.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was like, I had just been around a dude who would take on any challenge.
Yep.
It didn't matter what it was. So I kind of felt like it was like that Kobe spirit, Mamba mentality in me. Like, man, let me take on this challenge.
Yeah, let's change that.
And see what happens. Like, it's easy to, you know, play for the money and all that different type of mm-hmm. stuff. But it's for me, it was more about legacy and, like, not how other people looked at me, but, like, if I'm done playing, like, how do I want to look back at my career? Did I challenge myself? Did I push myself? And for me, like I say, everything that I wanted to envision happening – it's happening now. You know, we're still not there, but, you know, we're on the way.
You know, when people look at, you know, so many free agents have no. And everybody said, well, Amari Stoudemire wanted the challenge. Nobody else offered Amari that money. He came here because the Knicks gave him 4 years. Most teams, the Phoenix Suns, knew his knees weren't going to hold up. Carmelo was traded here. Julius Randle is the guy who turned down other offers and came here. I give him credit.
But it did. He is admitting, though, that not coming to New York is a thing.
Yes, that is an important piece to take away from that, Don. I agree.
Now, the reason for that, you know, is still up in the air. Is it Dolan? Is it the lack of winning? But it's acknowledging that around the league, that's not a destination. But
I think it's changed, though, because Jalen Brunson chose New York.
Right.
Could have gone anywhere.
Well, and it doesn't hurt that Jalen Brunson has become a superstar here.
Right. And I think people want to play with Jalen Brunson now.
Alan put up on his Twitter page yesterday, the X vehicle, a compilation of other coaches and players talking about Brunson. I mean, it's the entire league is waxing poetic about this guy. It is what you want, guys. In terms of hopes that other people will come here later, there's something going on here.
But now the final piece is to win. You know, play in the conference final, show that this is all coming together. So how big of a hit, Peter, does that take if they get bounced in the first round?
Why think negative, Don?
Well, no.
Yeah. You know what, Don?
You know what?
Don't be old me.
Ultimately, you got to show it. There's got to be a run. So all this regular season stuff is nice, and the fans, you know, certainly appreciate it. But to get the national love, you know, they already proved they can go to the second round last year. But now I think, you know, getting to that conference final, being in the final four, is really going to be the final piece to show the world that this is a destination.
Now, that wasn't it for Julius. He also was on the podcast, talked about how the Knicks became an option because they weren't one at first.
I remember I only wanted to play for the Lakers when I got there. You know, I was like, I wanted that Kobe, mm-hmm. you know, 20 years, play for one organization type thing. And, you know, I remember my agent looking at me. He was like, I was young and naive. And he looking at me, he like, bro, like, I want that for you too, but that's. Really just don't happen much. And I'm like, man, you don't know me. I'm doing it like this is what I'm doing, whatever. So by the time I got to New Orleans, I think they had got the number one pick. And I'm like, man. And then AD was like, I'm out of here. I was like, yeah, I'm out of here too. New York that year, they were supposed to get, you know, KD and Kyrie and all this. So I really wasn't even looking at that as an option. Once New York became an option, I was like, man, like this is where I got to go. Yeah. Like, that's the only place I wanted to play at.
By the way, speaking of New Orleans, Peter, you see the guy Zion Williamson? That's the guy who was selected out of Duke. He's been great.
Love. You guys know I don't consider Zion a Dukie.
Why is that?
Well, that's on you.
That's just a you issue.
He just doesn't give Duke energy. Never has. Neither does Jason Tatum.
How about Grayson Allen?
Oh, jeez. Just a bad guy. Sometimes the answer is just bad, 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 bad guy. Kyle Filipowski, bad. Here, you guys name a player, and I'll tell you whether or not, you know, just basketball player or bad guy.
All right, Kyrie.
Basketball player.
Grant Hill.
Basketball player.
Christian Laettner.
Bad guy.
Wow. J.J. Redick.
That's tough. He's a teammate.
Yeah, I know, because now you're going to hurt your job.
Yeah, you know what? They already don't care. Bad guy. Bad guy.
He's on the lead NBA team. You probably just got yourself fired.
By the way, just because he's works in the booth with the great Mike Breen and Doris Burke, that doesn't mean he's not a bad guy. By the way, in the case of JJ, honestly, I'm not being serious when I say bad guy. He annoyed me to no end as a player, but he was not like dirty and bad guy.
Don, his hamstrings must be strong, right?
Oh. No, well, I'm trying to have fun, you know what I mean?
How about Jay Billis?
You know, Jay, I don't remember his playing days, Don.
Now, if he did offend JJ, Michael, and you felt that maybe you would be able to broker peace through Breen, would you use your relationship with Breen to make that happen for Peter, or would you just let it ride?
I let it ride.
That sounds right for you.
Yeah. Woo!
I know you well.
I know you're me.
You are you, and you would let me fry. We know that.
Well, if you deserve to fry.
Well, we learned that earlier. If you're late to the program, Michael did, in fact, reveal that he would turn Jody into the police if he needed to. Yeah. So I don't want anyone to be surprised. I guess they probably wouldn't be surprised because it feels very you, doesn't it?
Yeah. I mean,
it was one of the most Michael takes of all time.
And not just because it's, in his eyes, the right thing to do. He thinks it's what's best for the family. and best for her.
And I wouldn't give up $4.5 million.
No
not
way.
That I have that.
You need that cash.
You have it available.
How do you know?
Well, just I can do the math, Michael. I mean,
no,
I don't
can't.
Think
you don't know how to. First of all, you've proven over the years you're not good at math.
No, but I don't have to be good at math to know that you have Wait. That kind of money in you know collateral.
Whether you have no idea.
This, if there was a $4 million bond, Peter, let me ask you.
Go ahead. In the meantime, can you guys find the drop of when Michael's asked about the record through seven doubleheaders?
20 years ago today, Yankee related.
So 20 years ago today, so that is 2014. What I'm saying, if I can even remember now, is that if he were arrested and his bail was $4 million, Michael is not spending the time in jail. He's getting bailed out. He has, whether it's his house, liens on different things, you have access to that money. I'm not saying you can just pull it right out of the bank directly, but I think you could gather that money up to bail your wife out if you had to. Peter?
To bail his wife, could he come up with $4 million?
Yeah.
I think he has it. Honestly, knowing Michael, Don, since you asked me, I'm going to answer, right? That's what I do. I tell the truth.
Truth teller.
Yeah, I think he's just sitting on that in a bank account. Cash hold.
Really? See, I wasn't going to go that far.
Yeah. No, I do.
Well, there you go. Peter believes that you have a lot of money, Mike.
Sitting on a nice little fat. If now, I think it would hurt. I don't think him writing the check or wiring it to make it really full circle, Otani. I don't think wiring over the $4 million wouldn't sting bad. I think it would sting, but I think he'd get through it.
That's a serious allegation, Michael.
And why is it an allegation to say that I think my friend is successful and saved his money?
But
I mean,
direct access to $4 million puts him in a really, really high tax bracket.
Well, they don't give these jobs to chimps.
I know, but they usually don't pay the chimps that much.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Did it surprise you, Peter, that Kanye West dines at Cheesecake Factory?
Wait, when was that?
The other day, he and Bianca walked in. Bianca with a sheer top, and they dined out at Cheesecake.
It is nice.
I love Cheesecake Factory, but I just don't picture Kanye there.
But my only problem with the Cheesecake Factory is every time I've gone, it's been like a two-hour wait. I don't think he's waiting.
I don't think he has to wait.
Two things. One, I don't think he waits. Two, it's definitely not called the Cheesesteak Factory.
Oh, Cheesecake.
Cake.
Yeah, you said steak.
Oh, did he?
No, you
I said steak?
Nope, Don did.
I did?
Yeah. The same guy who, when Michael asked him about seven doubleheaders, said this.
The Yankees have played seven doubleheaders this year, Don and Peter. That's 14 games. What do you think their record is?
6-1.
See, and that was a legitimate guess. But
you know what? I knew exactly what he was saying. Right, we keep playing that. It's not right.
Yeah, thank you. It's not a problem with math. I was thinking about like sweeping and splitting.
Right.
Or losing.
It makes sense. It's just it's just for some reason bad math.
Thinking 20 years ago is 2014, that's bad math.
That's so tough math.
I don't have a problem being criticized. I just want to be criticized for the right thing.
And also Peter, if you Google Michael Kay's net worth, it says $3 million. So that means I couldn't come up with four.
That's true. So according to Google.
Because those things are always right. And if I said Cheese Steak Factory.
You did.
It's only because that way Peter's selling me on my trip to Philadelphia in a couple of weeks is that we're going to eat cheesesteaks like gentlemen. And I've been thinking about it ever since he said it. So it's
but
been
my only problem with the Cheesesteak Factory is every time I've gone.
No.
It's...
But anyway, you're right. Now I'm not going to Philly. How about
no! That? What? Just because of the drop?
Yeah. There you go.
I don't blame you, Don. Make a stand.
You got to give me credit, Michael, where credit is due. That's a drop that could have been lost, but with the no in it, it's got something. Let me hear it again.
But my only problem with the Cheesesteak Factory is every time I've gone, I don't like it.
You don't care for it.
I don't think it has legs. Anthony, you put this together. That's not making it.
I mean, it's going to be on a short list. Does it make it all the way? I don't know. I mean, this is an upstart. This is an upstart 25 in November. We don't know what's going to happen.
That's such a great point by you. This is so early, but we'll see. Now, Don, hopefully we'll have like 5 or 6 of the 15 people that were sent over to our to the studio the other day from the marketing department. That stood in the studio with us during our pre-show meeting.
Yeah, you missed that, Don.
Oh, Don wasn't there for that.
I was at the Garden.
Oh, I forgot. It was
something. You missed a lot.
Don, you want me to describe the scene?
Well, there was... All right,
I'll help you. We were told... This is how things work in our life. We were told, guys, just so you know, Tuesday, marketing's coming. They want to talk to you. Isn't that what you heard?
You got to be there. You got to be in the studio.
You got to be... We need you guys around. Marketing's coming in. No problem. Oh, looking forward to it. I love talking to marketing because guess what, guys? I like promoting this show. I want us to win.
And you like promoting yourself.
That's right.
Yeah.
And so we all said, okay, great. Well, Don's going to be at the Garden, but Michael and I will be there. So, you know, the staff who you would expect to see from a situation like this, Troy, Kevin, and Jake Montgomery, they all came over. And they brought, I'd say, between... 5 and 6, Michael?
I think 6.
6 very young employees. Like, if we still had interns...
Which we legally don't.
Which we don't anymore, Don. That's like the age you would have thought. Right, Michael?
Yep.
They looked like, I mean, 22 the young
people. Like, these people could hang out with Callie.
I don't know if I'd go that far. I if that happened, Michael, I'd be concerned.
Yes.
And your parenting would be called into question. But yes, very young. And Don, everyone gathered in the studio with us while we were talking over the show, and you were on FaceTime with us. And the three people from our marketing, the leaders of that group, hung out. And then the 6 people they brought stood there, and everyone just stood there. And we had a conversation. And then we said, okay, I awkwardly at some point go, hey, so like, what are we doing? What's going on here? And then they had us shoot some regular social media videos. That was done by one person, Jake, who always does it, and that was it, Don. I to this day, I don't understand what the hell happened.
I think the youngsters were in awe of being in Peter's presence.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I do. I believe.
Now,
that.
By the way, I have nothing. I am not remotely besmirching the young people who came.
It sounds like a besmirchment.
No, there's no besmirch because they were just doing what they were told to do, which is come. What I'm besmirching, if anything, is what the point of the whole operation was.
I'm just worried about my future here because I was told that I needed to be at that meeting. But I said, I'm at the Garden because I'm doing the Ranger game.
And they said, we're good.
No, well, eventually, because they said, well, then John, the Pinhead Suit, says, well, maybe you can leave early and take the subway to the game. He goes, I'll check with marketing to see if you're needed. 30 seconds later, it's like, Don, you're good. Don't bother.
Enjoy yourself.
Don, you're looking at it the wrong way. Maybe it's because they knew in that moment this was literally not even a meeting. It was just going to be a standing in a room. So you should actually feel...
But it was portrayed to us, though, that if you don't come into the studio, there's a good chance you'll lose your job. So I don't think that it was looked at that way.
This was the long way of saying... I don't understand what the hell was going on, but furthermore, I hope some of these lovely young people who I did not besmirch join us in Philadelphia, Don, and then I may ask one of them while we're setting up to take a trip over to Jim's or Ishka Bibble's and pick us up a delicious cheesesteak like gentlemen. They fly, I buy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think it's old Geno's school. You're thinking of.
No, I don't do Geno's. Not a Geno guy. Not a Geno's guy. If I'm downtown and I have to choose between Geno and Pat's, if I'm on South Street, I'm doing Pat's. But I prefer Jim's or Ishka Bibble's. I think Ishka Bibble's wildly underrated. And Don, they do a chicken cheesesteak.
Oh, really?
Wait, is there really a place called Ishka Bibble's?
Yeah.
Wow.
Ishka Bibble's is the one. To me, it's an underrated. It's Don. I would say maybe we do it and we get they're very big sandwiches. Maybe we do one steak and one chicken and swap. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Maybe share it with some of the wrestlers.
Well, they may be very focused at that point on WrestleMania being a couple days away. Guys, it's just in. I have the results of Drop Madness. We have a winner in the Flub region, and it's all chalk right here. The one seed advances.
Johnny Damon was a mangy mess with the Red Sox.
Mangy?
A mangy, mangy, whatever it is.
73-27,
wow.
The one seed coasts. We stay in the flub region, closer matchup, and the 8 seed advances 57-43.
Let's hear from Griffin's favorite, Jimmy.
Who's Jiffin? Peanut butter guy.
All right, we say good. That means it's the end for Cronkite. We go to the funny region where Don, not surprisingly, a huge triumph, 85-15 for the 1 seed.
You soiled yourself. Chocolate soft serve in your pants.
But that does mean.
Can I make a prediction, Peter?
Yeah.
That's the winner of the
tournament. Yeah, I think that's the whole thing. It has to be. It got so many things working in its favor. And that means we say goodbye to the 16 seed, sadly.
Nobody coaches me up.
Which was a wonderful moment.
But we go to the funny region, and we have a very mild upset. As is it really an upset, though, if Don's involved? The 9 seed advances 62-38.
Oh! Yeah!
Was there any chance that was going to lose against this 8 seed?
Peter.
Come on. It's Don screaming like for a minute straight.
Human beings.
Yeah, one's Don screaming, one's Don being like...
Quietly saying, quietly, whispering my name like a sweet nothing. We go to the troubling region where the 1 seed advances 60-40.
Football Mondays on 98.7.
Box.
Football Mondays on 98.7 ESPN.
Tool shed.
Football Mondays on 98.7 ESPN are brought to you by Sloman's.
You know, I could see that ending up in a battle against chocolate soft serve in your pants at some point. We go to the 8-9 matchup in the troubling region, and the 9 seed advances.
Getting outscored 98-7. Think about it. That's ridiculous. I'm coughing.
Is he all right, Peter? 10, is he okay?
That might have been it.
We move over to the nether region. Congratulations. You can hear the celebration in Connecticut where Griffin advances.
You know what?
83-17 over the 16. Congratulations to the Griffster. And in the nether region, the 9 seed. Another 9 seed advances. This one, Bob.
Let's go to Bob in Warwick. Bob.
Oh, this will be good. Hey, Bob.
Bob! I don't like that one.
You don't like it?
No, because I think it's a work.
I just don't like it that we had to remove the end of it. That really is what...
Your sponsor.
Yeah, I know. I know how to finish the show. That'll do it for Drop Madness and ENN. Brought to you by Security Dodge. Shop 24/7 at securitydodge.com during their Dodge Power Shot Days Jeep Celebration Event and Ram Truck Month.
All right, so how's this working, Don? The Knicks are on 98.7.
That's right.
Pregame, and the Rangers are on
10:50. And that means that Dan Gross is coming up next on 98.7.
Oh, I love it. In the words of Billy Joel, life is a series of hellos and goodbyes. I'm afraid it's time for goodbye again. See everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.